Connecticut lawmakers silence House Republican reading graphic excerpts from school library books. By Paul Bois on June 4, 2025. Lawmakers in the state of Connecticut silenced Republicans as they read graphic excerpts from books available in school libraries. The stunning display occurred during a late-night debate on Tuesday when veteran Republican lawmaker Representative Andolph Inouye Danielson stood up to read graphic sexual references in a school library book. According to the Hartford Courant, Dauphiné expressed concern that portions of the library bill had been inserted into the 693-page state budget that lawmakers were debating at about 11 p.m. Monday. Dauphiné read the charge language, claiming that state students could read them in available school libraries. One excerpt came from the book Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, which was later adapted into a film. "Are you going to eat her pussy?" Dauphiné read from the book. "Yeah, Earl, I am going to eat her pussy." Dauphiné warned parents to remove their children from the debate before she read. Representative Juan Candelaria, a New Haven Democrat and Deputy House Speaker, immediately banged his gavel to stop the lawmaker from speaking. "Madam, I would ask that we not try to use that type of language in the chamber and try to keep some decorum," said Candelaria. "I know you were talking of specific books, but if we could refrain from those type of words because there are also people and children watching this debate. I would ask kindly if we could just use either a different word or something different just out of respect for others that might get offended. Thank you," he added. "Mr. Speaker, I stand here to share with the chamber the books that are available in our public school libraries to the very children you're telling me that this language isn't appropriate in this chamber," responded Dauphiné. "This is in elementary school libraries, approved by the very individuals that are supposed to be the experts." Opponents to Dauphiné shot back, saying she misrepresented the material while charging that students are exposed to far worse content on their phones almost daily. Lawmakers were debating a bill designed to ensure that all libraries have written policies on how to purchase books and how to handle challenges to the content of the books, officials said. House Speaker Matt Ritter of Hartford said the issue likely backfired for Republicans. "For the socially moderate, fiscally conservative Republicans that still exist in Connecticut, to know that your entire budget debate comes down to somebody who wants to make this a cultural issue and use words like that, would probably anger me," Ritter said. "Do I think that most Connecticut families are running around, scared of their libraries or librarians? No, I don't think the average 14-year-old kid is going to the library and running into trouble and seeing things that maybe he or she should not see. So I feel bad for the fiscally moderate Republicans because it really hurts their brand," he added. "For us, it was sort of just tomfoolery and riffraff. As I said to Juan, Candelaria, let her do it. I don't care. Because they want the response, like children, you hurt your own party. You disrespect your own colleagues when you do that. You don't disrespect the Democrats." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.